Hello.
Hi, my name is Pete Eakins. I'm calling from the Office of Economic Development. I was looking for the owner of.
This is Carly.
Okay, great. I'm glad I got you on the phone. I'm calling about a recent food inspection at your restaurant.
Sure. Is everything okay?
Well, the report just crossed my desk, and we have quite a few things to talk about when it comes to your food business.
I see. Can you give me some more information? What's going on?
I definitely can give you some more information, but I'm just going to go ahead and let you know at the beginning of this phone call, there's going to be a lot of fines coming your way.
Fines? For
Yes,
what?
many of them.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, well, I've got a list here of about 75 things that you've done wrong.
Holy crap. What, 75 things?
Starting with the name of your business.
The name of my business?
Yes, I don't know if you
That's
saw
the
recent
name of my
legislation
business.
in Indiana, but tacos are now considered sandwiches. And you have a taco stand. I should say had a taco stand.
I'm sorry. Are you telling me I need to close my business?
I'm saying your business will be closed down unless you change the name of it. And also all of your menu items that are classified as tacos now need to be called sandwiches. Otherwise, we'll have to shut you down and you will be facing fees of $78,000, actually.
$78,000?
And 42 cents.
And all of I can't serve tacos anymore?
Well, technically you can serve what you consider a taco, but you cannot call it a taco. It must be called a sandwich.
So I need to rename everything on my menu. My entire business needs to be I don't understand. I don't understand what you're telling me.
Okay, well,
This
I'll
is
say it again. Okay, so since we're having trouble understanding, I'll just say it a little slower. Could be a comprehension thing. Okay?
Excuse
In
me?
Indiana, new laws come into effect where tacos are considered sandwiches. Therefore, the name of your taco.
You've been talking to me like a child. Tacos aren't sandwiches.
Oh, okay. Yes, they are. So there's that.
No, they're not. They're completely different food items. What are you talking
Well,
about?
not according to the Superior Court of Indiana, and we're adopting that rule here. So you have a sandwich restaurant that you're masquerading as a taco restaurant. One of the fines is going to be for false advertising.
Sandwich restaurant. I've never owned a sandwich restaurant. I don't make sandwiches. I
Well,
make tacos.
if you're judging by the word of the law, you've owned a sandwich restaurant for 10 years now, masquerading it as a taco restaurant. Therefore, you'll be charged $50,000 for false advertising.
Masquerading it as a taco? It is a taco restaurant.
No,
I
it's
make
not
tacos.
sandwiches. You make sandwiches. You've made sandwiches for a long time, and you've been false advertising it to your customers.
False advertising it?
Yes, because you serve sandwiches.
I don't. I've never served sandwiches. I don't know how to make sandwiches. I can't do
I'm
that. I
using
make
air quotes
tacos.
when I say this. When I say this word, taco, I'm going to use air quotes because they're not actually called tacos anymore. They're called sandwiches. So you've been serving tacos for 10 years, but really you've been serving sandwiches for 10 years. Therefore, if you don't change the name of your business and call all of your menu items sandwiches, you will no longer be able to operate in our city.
Oh, how do I market what I sell if it's not? My customers come here for tacos.
Sandwiches.
No, I sell tacos.
Sandwiches.
Tacos.
Sandwiches.
I sell tacos.
Sandwiches.
Tacos.
Hey, Carly, this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your husband Jim set you up.
Oh my
It's
God.
a joke.
Oh my God.